This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the latest set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards. This set is based on this series, 40 Days of Love. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Love Lets It Go.
Look at this verse. The Bible says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings. Let them drop. I love that in the Amplified. Now, somebody say, Rick, it's been too long. I've been hurt. I've carried this hurt for years and years and years, maybe even decades. It's just too late. You're wrong. I want you to hear the story of a grandmother.
My name is Elaine. I am a mother and a grandmother who has seen the healing power of love and forgiveness transform my family, my husband, my marriage, and my family. Changes that I thought were impossible to happen and hurts that I thought would be impossible to heal happened because of Christ's healing love and forgiveness. When I got married, I thought I could eventually fix all of my husband's problems, his drinking and his unfaithfulness, not realizing my own codependency. I lived in denial and hid my anguish and despair from my family. It seemed easier to close my eyes and look the other way and just pretend I wasn't hurting. Foolishly, I put my hope in Howard's repeated promises to change. Every time I reached my limit, Howard would promise to clean up his life and change his ways. Things would get better for a short while, but inevitably he would revert back to his old patterns and I would be hurt again and again and again. It was a vicious cycle. I kept trying band-aid approaches like, let's move to a new location. After moving to California, my husband started using drugs along with the alcohol. At one point, he hit bottom and I got him into rehab. He stopped drinking and drugs, but it didn't deal with the root of our problems. The problem was spiritual. One day, Howard made a very inappropriate comment to our youngest son's wife. The fallout of that event tore our family apart and caused great bitterness and division. That was the final straw. I just couldn't take anymore and was ready to give up on my marriage. We were living in the same house, but there was no love on my part. I just could not forgive him this time. My heart had grown cold from the pain. But on Easter in 95, our son, Jim, asked us if we would go to church with him. And that was the first weekend here at Saddleback. Coming up the hill, I saw so many people and wondered what I was getting into going to this church. I didn't know what to expect, but we saw everyone enjoying themselves and even Howard wanted to come back the next week. Through Saddleback and the Harvest Crusade, Howard opened his life to Christ and I recommitted my life to Christ. Now I began to have real hope that things could change because Jesus was included in the equation and we had God's power to help us. We took class 101, were baptized, and started attending Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights. What a change it all made. Pastor Rick says God never wastes a hurt, and that is true. What used to be the greatest pain in my life I use to help others. The first 28 years of our marriage without Christ at the center was hell, but the 13 years since Christ have been the greatest. And the miracle is that because of Christ's love and forgiveness through us, this February, we will celebrate our 42nd wedding anniversary. Because our family was torn apart several years ago, I hadn't seen my son Troy through those years, or had never seen my grandson Jordan. After my marriage reconciled, I began to pray for the reconciliation of our family. Then Troy and his wife had another child. It devastated me to not be invited to be there because of the bitterness. But I kept loving, praying, and thank God, just recently, I have been invited to go back to Rhode Island to visit them for the first time. This is another miracle step in the healing of a very broken family. My other son, Jim, and his wife, Gail, have adopted four children, including a beautiful little girl from Guatemala this past March. Sometimes I'm asked, how were you able to forgive 28 years of shame, grief, and pain? Well, it is easy to forgive when you remember what it cost Jesus Christ so I could be forgiven. He sacrificed his life for me. His love is so powerful, even carrying me through my recent year and a half battle with cancer. Rick always talks about how we need supporting relationships in place before the storms come. Well, being a part of our Saddleback Church family and being in a small group has overwhelmed me with love and supported me through all kinds of difficulties. Can God bring good out of bad? Can God bring healing to the hurts of betrayal and unfaithfulness and alcoholism and shame and bitterness and hopeless broken relationships? Yes, absolutely yes. But you must do your part. You must accept Christ's love and forgiveness for yourself, so you will have the power to offer forgiveness to others. I have chosen to no longer live in the past, but look to the future, and I'm excited to experience what God has in store for me. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is letting it go. It's a process, and it's what the steps of Celebrate Recovery are all about. I don't know what you've been going through, but I do know this. Just hoping things will get better doesn't work. And trying to control it yourself by willpower doesn't work. What works is turning it all over to Jesus and following the steps he has laid out in his word. God bless you.
Proverbs 10, verse 12 says this, hate stirs up trouble. So you want to keep trouble in your life? Just keep hate in your life. But love forgives all offenses. Which of the all have you not let go? Which of the offenses in your life are you still holding on to? You know, maybe as a child you were hurt by an adult. Teacher, uncle, maybe even your parents. The Bible says that there will be severe judgment for child abuse, child neglect, child abandonment. One day God is going to settle the score on that. There's no doubt about that. And when God says, honor your father and your mother, he's not saying honor their sins. He's not saying honor their abuse, honor their selfishness, honor their poor decisions. He's not saying ignore the pain in your life and put on a happy face and pretend everything's great. No, not at all. Well, what does God expect? How does God expect me to love the destructive people who have hurt me? Well, he doesn't expect you to ignore it. He doesn't expect you to pretend it doesn't exist. He doesn't expect you. He's not asking you to gloss over it or to deny it or to repress it or to repress it or to fake it or to make excuses for the people who've hurt you in your life. No. In fact, God doesn't want you to fake it. He wants you to face it. Because you can't forgive it until you face it. And you'll never be free until you forgive, and you'll never forgive until you face it. You got to stop running, and you got to stop blaming. Now, let me just take this one a little bit deeper, because how you relate to your parents affects every other single relationship in your life, whether you realize it or not. and we pull relationship patterns into existing relationships. And we often carry a lot of emotional and relational baggage into our friendships, into our marriages, and things like that, that affect every other relationship, including our relationship to God. And the truth is, some of you were hurt as kids, and maybe even by your parents, and you have some unfinished business. And if you're going to become the lover, the loving woman, the loving man that God wants you to be, that you want to be, that I want you to be, it's the whole reason we're doing 40 days of love, is so you can become a more loving, love-filled person, you're going to have to deal with these past issues. Now, you're going to have to do some business, because the truth is you've carried a bunch forward and you're venting on your husband or venting on your wife or venting on your kids, and they're not even at fault. They're not even the ones who caused the pain. If you are still angry at a parent, or for that matter, anybody, you are still allowing them to control you. Don't. As your friend, as your pastor, I'm saying, don't. Don't allow that anymore. You got to deal with the anger. You got to face it before you can forgive it. And as I said, stop blaming and stop running. Last night after the second service, a man came up to me and a big smile on his face. I said, what happened? He goes, I feel light. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I just feel like the load's off my back. He said, I prayed that prayer. He said, I didn't realize how much baggage I was carrying around. And I let it go today. And he says, I actually feel lighter, physically lighter. He said, this is a great feeling. Proverbs 10:12 says this, or the next verse, Proverbs 19:11. When someone wrongs you, it is a great virtue to ignore it. Just ignore it. What am I saying? Let it go. But you can't ignore it until first you face it and forgive it. Then you can ignore it. And you let it go. Love lets it go. Job 18:4 says, you are only hurting yourself with your anger. On the screen, 1 Corinthians 13:5, this is our memory verse for this week. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. Let's say this, 1 Corinthians 13:5, love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. 1 Corinthians 13:5. That means you, if you're going to be loved, do you remember when you did this? Do you remember when you did that? Do you remember when you did this? Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Now, I don't know who you need to forgive, but I do know today's the day. As we close, I want you to think of the people who've hurt you in your life, and I want you to let them off the hook. Love lets it go. Love forgives. Because they deserve it? No. You don't deserve to be forgiven either. By God, but because it's the right thing to do and it's the only way to be free. Father, I don't know the hurts that people are going through here today, but I know that you know every one of them and you want them to be freed from it. Now you pray. Say, God, I'm tired of the pain. God, I'm tired of being stuck in the prison of the past. Father, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of wasting emotional energy on the people who've hurt me. Lord, I need that energy for the future, for today. And so today, I'm asking you to do two things. Jesus Christ, fill me with the spirit of forgiveness. Fill me with the spirit of love. Take over every area of my life. I invite you into every crevice and corner of my heart. I ask you to forgive all of my sins, all the ways I've hurt other people, when I was demanding, not understanding, and when I was judgmental, not gentle, and when I was repeating the sins instead of deleting the sins. Forgive me for all of that. I want to let go of the people who've hurt me in my life. Because I want to do what's right, I want you to fill my life with love. I want to be able to love others and not be stuck. So today, dear Jesus Christ, I'm in faith letting them go. I'm letting, and you just fill in the name, I'm letting that person go. And if it takes me 1,000 times to do this until the pain goes away, I'm going to keep remembering. And every time they bring it up, I'm going to remember to say, I'm letting it go. I've let them off the hook. I have forgiven them. I have forgiven them. I have forgiven them. Help me to be tactful, not just truthful. Help me to be gentle, not judgmental. Help me to be understanding, not demanding. And when people hurt me, help me to not repeat it, but to delete it. To be tender without surrender to the people who I need to set boundaries in my life. Jesus Christ, I want to become a loving person. I want to move to the higher levels of love. And I ask your help and your grace. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, but first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. One of the most popular resources we've mentioned here on the broadcast are the Daily Hope Bible Memorization Cards. We get a ton of requests for them. And because Pastor Rick likes to keep things interesting, we've added another deck of 52 scripture cards based on the Bible verses in this series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Friends, one of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart." Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn. And it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful. And they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
These cards are graphically designed and will encourage you to spend time learning the Word of God. We'll send you the 40 Days of Love Bible Memorization Cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.